This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Republican straw poll shows strong support for certain candidates in Pennsylvania. So much enthusiasm, which is a great sign for 2022 and beyond. Good morning. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. It is Martin Luther King Day. We honor and remember the legacy of Dr. King. Thanks for being here. 855-839-1210. Biden called the synagogue attack an act of terror. Two people in the UK are arrested also for potentially being part of it. Biden also blamed guns, of course, for this when it was really just related to hatred and anti-Semitism, no doubt. And also, too, a situation where... When you think about the hatred that is in the world today, directed still at Jews in this country and around the world, that's not something that's going to go away anytime soon, no doubt. 855-839-1210, unfortunately. So we have to call it out when it happens, like the FBI did not do on Saturday, but then they ultimately did. But luckily, all the hostages were safe, the gunman dead, which is fine by us, obviously. All right, let's begin by saying hello to Dawn checking in this hour. Good morning, Dawn.
Hello and good morning. This is Yellow Show News Live, sponsored by DuckDuckGo, Privacy Simplified. So Philadelphia firefighters are pushing for the return of Ladder 1, which they say would have arrived first on the scene of Philadelphia's deadliest fire in a century. Funeral services will be held today, beginning right now, actually, for those Fairmount fire victims at Temple University's campus, Leah Corus Center. That fire, of course, had killed, tragically killed, 9 children and 3 adults January 5th on North 23rd Street in Philadelphia. Firefighters say they, yes, responded quickly within minutes, but they could have been there even faster had it not been for budget cuts back in 2009 that shut down that Unit 1, that Ladder 1, that would have provided more apparatus, and they say perhaps could have saved lives. We also, this morning, have been talking about the pilot credited for a miraculous crash landing in Drexel Hill, Pennsylvania, released from the hospital yesterday to a hero's welcome of first responders as well as family members. Daniel Moore is thankful he's alive and thanking God, that's for sure. And on this MLK Day, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day, hundreds gathering for a day of service. Across our region, of course, thousands gathering, but Girard College in Philadelphia is a focal point with many gathering there before they head out this morning for their day of service. The NBC 10 First Alert forecast is a little tricky, and you may think, oh, the bad weather's over, the stormy weather is over. No, the alerts continue, and in fact, the National Weather Service has issued a high wind warning that begins in an hour. So we're not out of this thing. So at 10 o'clock this morning, we could see winds up to 45 miles an hour. So precipitation through the 10 a.m. hour, the high around noon today, 37, 38 degrees. But the forecast continues to change. So watch it carefully if you're headed out, depending on where you are, slightly warmer in South Jersey and colder in areas north and west of the city. So what is it that makes you uniquely you? DuckDuckGo doesn't think that's any of their business, and frankly, it should not be the business of any tech company. Protect your privacy online free with DuckDuckGo, Privacy Simplified. This is Yellow Show News Live.
Thank you, Dawn. 855-839-1210. You ever use Microsoft Word, Dawn? Do you use that to type ever?
Yes.
Yeah? I'm more of a Mac guy, so I use the Pages, whatever they call it. It's their version. But pretty much the world uses Microsoft Word, you know, for a lot of things.
And schools do.
Mm-hmm.
So schools tend to use, for whatever reason, schools don't seem to use, we're Apple people too, but the schools seem to go the Microsoft direction.
Do you know Clippy? He's that stupid little, you know, clip.
Yes.
It helps you when you're using Microsoft Word.
It looks like you're writing a letter.
Yeah. Clippy comes in with his dumb suggestions, you know? Microsoft Word makes it easy for you, for example, to know if you've got spelling errors. They put a red line under the word. And this way you can, you know, check it and see if the word is spelled wrong. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's just not in their dictionary. You know what I mean? So green lines are for grammatical mistakes. You know, a word might be, you might be in the wrong syntax or something like that, something grammatically incorrect. So they put a green line there. Well, now they also have another line. They're adding purple lines.
Uh-oh.
The purple lines are for when you might be using a word that isn't politically correct. Yes, Microsoft going woke with its new woke detector for Microsoft Word.
You're making this up.
I wish I was. Let's say, for example, you're using a word like postman. You type, the postman came over today and gave me a letter. Microsoft Word and Clippy will suggest now less offensive gender-neutral alternatives like mail carrier or postal worker. Got it?
Wow.
Let's say you type in one of the most famous phrases in history. One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind, right?
Yes.
Well, Microsoft will suggest you change mankind to humankind or humanity. Clearly, Justin Trudeau is programming this thing.
Like, oh my gosh.
Got it?
I guess.
Now, do you know you're probably too young, Bill, but the song Copacabana from Barry Manilow, remember that? At the Copa, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Her name was Lola.
Yeah.
So Lola was a showgirl, if you remember in the song.
She was.
Microsoft Word now suggests instead of putting showgirl, you use dancer, performer, or performing artist rather than showgirl. Got it? Lola, she was a performing artist. It doesn't have the same.
It does not have the same feel.
No.
But if you're talking about a song lyrics and you did the Neil Armstrong quote for when he was the first man on the moon or person
right.
on the moon, sorry.
Yeah.
Like, these are actual quotes that were said. So for us that need to get things right when we put quotes out there.
Mm-hmm.
If we're changing it up to this degree, it kind of ruins the context of what the person was probably trying to say, right?
I would think.
So,
bingo.
It kind of makes us look like morons and plagiarists, or whatever the term, not plagiarism, but misquoting people and sounding ridiculous.
Yeah, it'd be like with Tasty Cake, it'd be a miss cake.
Yes, yes,
right?
Yes.
Now, they also suggest, for example, say you were in your type and the maid came. No, it's the maid changes to house cleaner.
Oh, okay.
So maid is apparently now politically incorrect, too. Instead of saying headmaster, Microsoft Word will suggest principal. Instead of mistress, it'll suggest lover. Instead of master, it'll suggest expert. Instead of manpower, it will suggest workforce. And instead of heroine, it will suggest hero. Got it?
Oh, I thought I was going to suggest crack for heroin.
And that could be good, too.
It's
a very good alternative.
I was thinking drugs.
Microsoft was ridiculed in November over a video presentation showing senior execs introducing themselves by citing their race card and gender pronouns. One guy started with, I'm a Caucasian man with glasses and a beard. I go by he, him. That's how they began their little corporate training right there. So there you go. This is from notthebee.com. Now you know, the more you know, right? Clippy comes over and suggests that I change a word to be more politically correct. I'm gonna delete Clippy once and for all. A stupid little paperclip.
You're getting snippy with Clippy.
Snippy with Clippy, you're right.
I wonder if this will affect Google Docs, because that's obviously, I mean, I don't have Microsoft Word. I mean, I have a Mac, so I have Pages, but I use Google Doc primarily.
Ooh, yes.
For my note keeping and all that. So I wonder if this is going to make its way to Google soon. I imagine it would.
We'll have to try that, because I mean, if Microsoft's going woke with the, you know, Google's going to follow suit.
Yeah, well, you can't not.
You know what I mean?
It's got to be on the cutting edge.
Now, if you like type in idiot, like you call somebody an idiot, are they going to change it to just somebody who's intellectually challenged? Where do we go with this?
Silly. Like call him silly. A little less harsh.
Oh, man, I love these times in which we live. Oh, you know that kid who's behind the Nirvana album cover, the Nevermind Baby? Remember we talked about him?
Yeah, the lawsuit was thrown out, wasn't it?
Yes, well, Spencer Eldon filed his second amended complaint late Wednesday. I told you this was not going to end, remember?
No, this is he's trying to get some money from Dave Grohl and the like.
So he's the guy who was the baby on the album cover of Nirvana's Nevermind album introduced in the early 90s. He sued them saying that he's a victim of child pornography and want all kinds of money. The suit was dismissed by a federal judge in California last week. I predicted on the show he was going to refile because his lawyers were going to suggest that he refile because, you know, cha-ching, the meter's got it. You know what I'm saying? So cha-ching. And sure enough, he's refiled, and sure enough, here we are. So, and Dawn, you said it. You're like, you know, the lawyers are just going to write him a check, remember?
Yep.
But they can't do that because when they write him the check, then they can't do cha-ching and start the meter again. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So they'll eventually write him a check, but not until they've exhausted that meter because they'll get all their fees paid. So,
yeah,
that's where things are.
It's all about the lawyers.
So the lawyers always win. Yeah. So I knew this guy was going to refile again. Why not? Why wouldn't he? You know what I mean? I just knew it. Never mind.
Is he going to sue again when this one gets tossed out?
Probably. He'll never let this go until they write him a check. And eventually they will write him a check.
Yeah.
Yes.
But they're just going to maximize this as long as humanly possible. Because the lawyers have a code with one another. You know what I mean? Because what will happen is that the estate of Kurt Cobain will pay him. But the lawyers will take on his side their VIG for doing all this work, and then they'll write him a check, and his lawyers will take a third. So everybody wins. I bet you that's what's going to happen eventually. Now, I mean, you know, he argues this kid, he's a victim, he's traumatized. Meanwhile, he was doing road shows, dressing up as himself, as the baby from the album cover. Yeah, very traumatized by it. As he went out there, was signing autographs, you know what I mean, getting paid for it. Very traumatized.
But the weird thing is, I don't know why they just didn't go by what his dad said from the beginning, that they had said they'd put like a dot over his private parts. So
yeah,
if that was the agreement, I think they should have gone with that rather than the quote unquote trauma.
He's very traumatized by the fact that nobody could ever recognize him as being that baby. Like, who walks by and goes, oh, dude, you're the Nevermind baby. All babies look alike, don't they?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
So I'm just saying, especially babies underwater. Nobody's ever going to recognize that guy as an adult, and that's why he takes time to dress up as the baby to remind people that he was the baby, because nobody ever recognizes him as the baby. Got it?
It's so silly.
Man. It is so silly. It really, really is. 855-839-1210. So in Pennsylvania, the GOP straw poll shows strong support for the Pennsylvania United States Senate race for Jeff Bartos and Kathy Barnett as the campaign starts to intensify. So this is what happened. Obviously, whenever you have these big statewide races, there's two different fronts. There's the ground game front and then the air war front. You've got Mehmet Oz, Dr. Oz, spending a boatload of money to advertise all across television and radio. But the straw poll happened, and Jeff Bartos won the party nomination, the straw poll nomination. He had 49 votes. The Republican State Committee Central Caucus, Kathy Barnett, she finished in a strong second place with 30 votes, according to this article from Penn Live. The only other Senate candidate to break double digits Saturday was Dave McCormick. Dave McCormick, a former hedge fund executive, just got into the race. He drew 15 votes in the poll. He's also been spending a boatload of money on television and radio recently, as he's a late entry into the game for United States Senate. Cumberland County native and former U.S. ambassador to Denmark, Carla Sands, drew 8 votes. 3 other candidates, George Baquetto, Dr. Oz, and Martin Rosenfeld, drew 1 vote apiece. The Central Caucus, which also heard from the Republican candidates for Pennsylvania's open seat governor and lieutenant governor's race, marks a significant benchmark in the race because it was the first time a group of likely primary voters had the chance to hear from the full set of Senate candidates. And the audience there, made up mostly of county party chairs and other Republican activists, one of the largest Republican state committees, it's actually the largest of the Republican state committees' 5 regional caucuses in terms of Republican electorate. The 24 counties in the Central Caucus represent almost 1.1 million registered Republican voters, or 32% of the state total. Significantly, on a second question, the Central Caucus members recommended against the state committee making an endorsement in the Senate race by a vote of 67 to 39. They said, we have a number of very well-qualified candidates, and I think the members just decided, so let's go out there, let the people decide, let the cream rise to the top, said Central Caucus Chair Dick Stewart. But Bartos's campaign, which, and he said he's been challenging Dr. Oz, as you know, and Sands, both of them, he's been saying that they're basically now moving to Pennsylvania. They're carpetbaggers, they've been calling them. Well, Jeff Bartos was very happy with the poll results, as you can imagine. And that, of course, helped him. He's been campaigning on the ground in all those states, in all those counties in the state for years now. His campaign manager, Connor McGinnis, said, Pennsylvanians will not sit idly by and let out-of-staters parachute into our state and steal our Senate seat. And this straw poll is proof, they said. On the Republican side, Dave White, a Delco guy, a Delco business guy, he won the straw poll for governor, for lieutenant governor. Mom turned education activist, back to school PA activist, Clarice Schillinger won the straw poll for lieutenant governor. So the best thing about this, of course, is just the huge enthusiasm that's out there right now for Republicans. Huge enthusiasm. And what I love about this, too, is that there's going to be a lot of money spent, no doubt, a lot of money spent, millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars. But, you know, it's a question, because when you're dealing with Republican primary voters who are very involved, very educated, very knowledgeable about the race, TV commercials alone may not cut it for them. They want to see these candidates. They want to meet these candidates. The ground game in these caucuses might matter a whole lot more as you're getting into the early days of this. But then when you start going into the more broader aspect of this, you're going to have to spend. I mean, this is going to be one of the most expensive races in the country. It may become the most expensive race in the country. The U.S. Senate race for Pennsylvania. The governor's race might be, too. You're dealing with a state that has several media markets, obviously including one of the most expensive in the country, Philadelphia. Pittsburgh, Allentown, Wilkes-Barre. I mean, there's media markets all over the state. Got to go out to Western PA, too. So all those factors are going to play into this. And because Democrats believe they can win the U.S. Senate seat, they believe this, it will be a pickup for them. Remember, as much as Toomey may not always act like a Republican, he is one. And so that's why they're saying right now that if the Democrats can pick up a seat, it'll be a huge get for them. Because for the Democrats, that would help them towards their goal of always having the majority of 51 votes. And you know, their filibuster reform is dead. Dead, dead, dead. Thank you to Kyrsten Sinema, the senator from Arizona, who stood on the floor of the Senate and said, I'm not going to help you do this. I'm not going to help you kill this thing. It's over. Between Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin, it's over. They've lost this now. So Democrats, what I mean, this is a losing streak by Joe Biden. It's pathetic. It really is. It's so pathetic. But when you think about it, one of the key facts of the Democrat goal, which is to get a majority in the U.S. Senate and then have no way for anybody to push up back against them because they get rid of the Senate, they have the filibuster, picking up this seat in Pennsylvania gets them closer to that goal. Gets them closer to that goal. Then they may not need Sinema and Manchin. You see what I mean? This is why holding on to this Pennsylvania Senate seat is so critical. Has to stay in Republican hands. Because they'll try again next year. You know, it's dead for now. But let's say they win Pennsylvania. Let's say they get John Fetterman in there, if he does become the nominee for the Democrats, the current lieutenant governor of Pennsylvania. Well, if he gets in there and he votes to kill the filibuster, they may not need Manchin. They may not need Sinema. Because they can get a majority of votes with Kamala Harris as VP. They would be able to then be able to do it and then get rid of the filibuster. And then it goes to their long-term plan, making D.C. the 51st state, getting two more U.S. Senate votes there, and then you run the gamut on that. So that's the ultimate plan here. That's the ultimate play. All right, 855-839-1210. It is that time of the show where we do this.
Now, the morning mystery movie clip on the Rich Zioli Show, WPHT.
Do you think I can make things quite unpleasant?
How?
In order to keep Elaine away from you, I am prepared to tell her everything.
I don't believe you.
Then you better stop believing me.
I just don't believe you would do that.
Try me.
Think you know what it is? Be call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
Ooh, that's a good one. All right, Millennial, tell them what they'll win.
The 12th caller today with the correct answer will win a $25 gift card to Boston Market. Get some nice food.
There you go. All right. Good luck. 855-839-1210. We'll be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Same ring?
No.
Doesn't have the same ring to it.
Not at all.
Well done, Valedia. Well done. 855-839-1210. One of the candidates, obviously running for U.S. Senate, Kathy Barnett. She served in the U.S. Army. She worked in finance. She has become a champion of the movement to get more Black voters to reconsider their generational support for the Democrat Party. She, of course, she's been on the show before. She's a friend of the show. George Paquetto, Philadelphia attorney. He's the guy who battled to preserve the Christopher Columbus statue in Philadelphia. Very successful with that battle, by the way. So got a lot of great candidates in the race. That's what I mean. There's a lot of great candidates. Bartos, a great guy. McCormick, who obviously has a lot of money, spending a lot of money. Dr. Oz is a huge name recognition. So there's a lot of great candidates in the race. And that's, I just think it's a very healthy sign for where things stand. Because when you think about the investment that's going to be made in this, and I just don't think they'd be doing it unless they thought they could win. You know, when you're going to spend the kind of money, like, for example, Inquirer has a story here how Mehmet Oz is spending millions on TV to boost his campaign for U.S. Senate. Millions and millions of dollars. I just, you know, guys like him, guys like McCormick, they're not going to come in and drop all this money unless they do polling that says this is a winnable seat. Now, I'm not saying it's winnable by them necessarily in terms of the primary, but I'm saying that what they're looking at before they make an investment like this is this a seat I can win? And obviously, they think it is. If they win the GOP primary nomination, they think it's winnable in the general election. So I think it's a very strong sign. I think the fact that you've got 12 people running for governor is also a great sign, 12 or maybe more now. But just focusing on the U.S. Senate race, because that is really going to tip the balance of power in Washington. That's why Democrats are gunning for it. They are gunning for this seat that Pat Toomey currently has. And I think it's I do. I mean, look, I think considering how bad things are going for Joe Biden, you know, historically candidates in the midterm elections get hammered. They do. I mean, the party in power in the midterm elections winds up losing seats to begin with. But you factor in just how bad things are right now with this president, and he's the top of the ticket. So what is the Democrat nominee going to do? Is he going to run away from Joe Biden? Is he going to pull a Houdini / Stacey, what's her face in Georgia, and just disappear? You know, Stacey Abrams was nowhere to be found when Biden was in Georgia. You know what I mean? Just completely gone, had a scheduling conflict. She doesn't want to be anywhere near the guy. So I don't think Democrats running for House, running for Senate, they're not going to want to be around the president either. So you're going to denounce his policies, potentially alienate Democrats. What are you going to do? It's a bad time to be a Democrat candidate. I can tell you that. It's a very bad time. 855-839-1210. All right. Larissa is in New Jersey. She knows the movie today. Larissa, good morning.
Good morning, Rich. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Larissa?
Very good. We go way back. All the way back to high school.
I do. The wonderful. I was hoping you were that, Larissa. Great to hear from you.
It's great to hear from to you. I put you on every day at work.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm honored. Appreciate that. How's your family doing?
Very good, thank you. And I'm happy to hear about your family when you talk about them.
Yeah, well, it's a great day to have three kids, Larissa, because we're all going to be inside today. There's no going outside because of the rain. It's going to be fun. It's going to be nice, bouncing off the walls.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, good
definitely.
Time. Definitely. All right, so what's the movie today, Larissa?
It is The Graduate.
The Graduate. Boom, beautiful. Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, great to hear from you. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Have
right,
a great
Larissa.
Day.
Appreciate it very much. 855-839-1210. All right, so that's how I look at the lay of the land. And I think it's all good. I really do. I think it's all good. Hey, Parks Casino Comedy Night coming up this Thursday, January 20th. Almost said March. January 20th. Get your ticket. Don't wait. Just go to parkscasino.com/events. $20 gets you your ticket, gets you your first drink, and it'll be a lot of fun. The man of a thousand voices himself, Joe Conklin, will be there. Wait till you hear his Mitch McConnell impression. He nails it. I mean, nails it. Dawn will be there. I'll be there. It's going to be a lot of fun. Joe Matarese, comedian Joe Matarese, will be there. And hopefully you'll be there as well. Club 360. Just go to parkscasino.com/events. Select January 20th. Get your ticket and do it. You know, the nice thing about being at Parks is you get to laugh. You get to relax. You'll have some fun. Now, it's on Street Road in Bensalem. You must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
With you, Rich Zeoli, weekday mornings on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Hey, it's Dawn. You've heard me talk a lot about Chapman Windows, Doors, and Siding. Now, today's the day. We are so excited. Installation of our three new patio doors starts. So the one door is this awesome double slider, two doors that slide open in the middle. So right now we have a smaller window in that space, wall on either side. Chapman, they're going to start opening up that area and install this amazing door. It's going to be a game changer in our home, bring in a lot of light. Plus, it'll be more functional. It's going to feel like a new house. Can't wait. We've been counting the days. So I wouldn't trust anybody else to do this job. I trust Chapman. And the folks at Chapman Windows and Doors, they know their stuff. This is the Chapman difference that I keep telling you about. The details of meticulous work, outstanding service, high-quality products, and, of course, product knowledge. The Chapman family team, they understand about listening. They've listened to me. They will listen to you. Just call or give them a text, 610-431-8898, 610-431-8898. You can always check them out online, ChapmanWindowsDoors.com, ChapmanWindowsDoors.com. Let them know Dawn sent you.
Well, it started out down a dirty road. Started out all alone. And the sun went down as I crossed the hill. And the town lit up. The world got still.
All right, it is Monday, MLK Day. We honor, of course, and remember the great work of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Thank you for being part of the show. We appreciate it very, very much. 855-839-1210. It is the show that's right before the Dawn Show, as you heard in the last tease. So why don't we find out what is coming up on the Dawn Show today, Dawn?
Well, we do have some live news conferences coming up in the 9 and 10 a.m. hours. So, of course, we'll follow all of that developing news of the day. But there are also new details emerging in the death of a Pennsylvania woman. She went on an African safari with her husband. Now federal prosecutors say the wife was actually the one being hunted, allegedly by her own husband, who's now being accused in these charges. Was it a big insurance policy? Was there a girlfriend? Federal prosecutors are speaking out. And also going viral, criticism for that doctor we talked about who performed the first ever transplant of a pig heart into a human to save a man's life. But the patient actually has a criminal past. Should that matter? So we'll do a deep dive into that one. That and much more coming up on The Dawn Show.
Oh, good. And what are the press conferences you said you're taking?
So apparently Mayor Jim Kenney is supposed to be speaking out this morning. And so we're waiting to hear about that. And maybe Krasner, other city officials. And we have the head of the fire union, firefighters union in Philadelphia. He may be speaking as well because there are a lot of questions. Remember, there were all those budget cuts a little over 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And the firefighters have, you know, repeatedly talked about this because they shut down a lot of the, like, Ladder One, for example. So this is your, these are your big, you know, the apparatus that you need to, for example, in that tragic Fairmont fire where you've got to get those ladders up and get them to the windows and get people out. And so that's the kind of budget cut that they say where seconds matter and they really need Ladder One back. So we're waiting to hear more on that one as well, whether they're going to get FEMA money. So they're reaching out to the city. They're going all the way to the top, to the federal government. So we'll find out much more on that. Are they going to get these federal dollars?
All right, great.
To help with those budget cuts, you know?
Excellent. Well, good, good. We'll be excited to hear that. And so tune into the Dawn Show coming up next after this show. All right. I know we have some more audio to get to. Let me just mention quickly, I know Dawn reported on this last week, but I wanted to let you know more. Unfortunately, this is sad, though. More law enforcement officers have seen death in 2021 due to felonies than any other single year in over two decades, according to an FBI report. More officers were feloniously killed, means by a felony, in 2021 than any year since 2011. CNN reported that was the highest total recorded by the agency since 1995, excluding the 9/11 attacks. 73 law enforcement officers in 2021, which is a 58.7% increase compared to 46% officers in 2020 and the highest total since 2011. 61 involved firearms, 6 involved vehicles used as weapons, 4 involved personal weapons. 24 of the deaths were the result of unprovoked attacks, which the report says is of concern because this is a circumstance significantly outpaced all other felonious officer deaths in felonious in 2021 and reached the highest total in over 30 years of reporting. 257 law enforcement officers died in the line of duty from illnesses related to COVID-19. 17 officers died due to heart attacks. 3 officers succumbed to cancer. 1 officer died due to other natural causes, and 1 officer died from conditions associated with responding to the terrorist attacks of 9/11. Since the protests and riots that rocked multiple cities across the United States following the death of George Floyd in May of 2020 and the subsequent calls by many on the left to defund the police, sentiment towards law enforcement officers has vacillated. However, according to a September 2021 Pew Research survey, favor toward the police seems to be rebounding from previous lows. So there you go. Tough job and dangerous job, no doubt about it. All right, 855-839-1210. We know we got some more audio, Millennial. Let's do it.
All right, the part two of the What's on the Cut Sheet is brought to you by BQ Basement Systems and Concrete. Your wet basements is one storm away. Why wait to fix the problem that is affecting the value of your greatest asset, your home? Call BQ Basement today for a free waterproofing assessment. You don't have to live through another storm. To learn more, visit visit basementsbyBQ.com. You teased about it earlier. On Friday, Peter Ducey of Fox News had two main questions for Press Secretary Jen Psaki. I have them both. I just split them up. Let's do the first one where whatever happened to President Biden's experience on the Hill to get legislation done? Because obviously he's experiencing a lot of failures lately, and this was that exchange.
President Biden promised to bring decades of D.C. experience to the Oval Office, but Build Back Better has not passed. Voting rights apparently not going to pass, and vaccine requirements that he likes are apparently illegal. What happened?
Well, first, Peter, I would say if you look back at last year and what we were able to accomplish, that include getting the American Rescue Plan passed, a package that has contributed to cutting childhood poverty by 40%, has helped ensure we are moving at a faster pace toward economic growth, toward a record low unemployment rate, helped ensure schools, more than 95%, are open across the country. He also pressed, despite skeptics, to get a bipartisan infrastructure bill passed, one that we're just announcing today, the fact that 15,000 bridges are going to be repaired. That was despite many skeptics. And because of his efforts, 200 million Americans are now vaccinated. The work of an administration continues after 1 year, and he will continue to press forward on all of those priorities.
All right. Well, you know what? It's a banner week, Jen Psaki. Way to not defend the president whatsoever. She's trying to dodge right by it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is the worst week ever, Jen. What do you think? I think next week is the sun will shine. The sun will come up. Things are going to be great. All right, then.
We're 1 year in.
Somebody's in denial.
Yeah. The other thing, one of the failures was his speech down in Georgia over the Voting Rights Act that they're trying to pass. And he had some interesting comparisons or sides that we had to pick in terms of voting for or against that bill. And Peter Ducey was like, whatever happened to the president that said he wouldn't make an enemy of people that disagree with his policies? And here's that exchange.
Talk about a year ago and working with Republicans. Now he is talking about Republicans that don't agree with voting rights. He's describing them as George Wallace, Bull Connor, and Jefferson Davis. What happened to the guy who, when he was elected, said, to make progress, we must stop treating our opponents as our enemy?
I think everybody listening to that speech who's speaking on the level, as my mother would say, would note that he was not comparing them as humans. He was comparing the choice to those figures in history and where they're going to position themselves as they determine whether they're going to support the fundamental right to vote or not.
Well, there you go. It sounds to me like he's comparing them to some of the most awful human beings that ever lived, Jen, but thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for clarifying. Like, it doesn't get worse than Bull Connor. As you, by the way, I love how last week Pelosi was like, nobody knows who that is.
Right. Yes.
Well, they do now, Nancy. It's called Google. They're just Googling Bull Connor, okay?
It's ridiculous. Speaking of ridiculousness, James Clyburn was asked about what is going on in the Senate. Obviously, he's the House Majority Whip in the House of Representatives. I cut this down a little bit. He was on for quite a while. I believe this was with Chuck Todd, talking about the filibuster, Kyrsten Sinema, and Joe Manchin, but mostly about Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona not supporting the filibuster, but also that there's still hope for the voting rights bill, but it's on life support. But here's a thing that I thought was very interesting in how Kyrsten Sinema was interpreting the Democrats' goal for the filibuster in 2022.
Republicans are going to take over the chamber at Jake some Tapper, point. And Democrats are going to need that filibuster. Just last night, Donald Trump called for Republicans to pass stricter laws when it came to the election, voter ID restrictions, to ban drop boxes, stop no excuse absentee voting. Doesn't she have a point? The Democrats might need that filibuster as soon as 2025 to stop Republicans from imposing even harsher voting restrictions.
Look, no, she is not right about that. We just got around the filibuster to raise the debt limit. Why? Because we don't want to put the full faith and credit of the United States at risk. No one has asked her to eliminate the filibuster. The filibuster is there for all of these issues that may be policy issues. But when it comes to the Constitution of the United States of America, no one person sitting downtown in a spa ought to be able to pick up the telephone and say, you are going to put a hold on my ability to vote. And that's what's going on here. So I would wish they would stop that foolishness. Because if we do not protect the vote with everything that we've got, we will not have a country to protect going forward.
Are the election reform bills dead, do you think?
No, I don't. They may be on life support, but, you know, John Lewis and others did not give up after the 64 Civil Rights Act. That's why we got the 65 Voting Rights Act. So I'm going to tell everybody, we're not giving up. We're going to fight.
Well, there you go. They're still fighting. Look at that. You know, he sounds like he's got a lot more fire in the belly than Joe Biden does, doesn't he?
Yes. Yeah, that was one of the takeaways I had from him listening to that. It's about an 8-minute interview with, I think he was with, that was Jake Tapper on State of the Union, not his usual weekday show. And he was on for, but what did you hear him say that they're not trying to eliminate the filibuster?
Right.
Wait a minute. That's not what we've been hearing this entire time, right?
Yeah. The guy in Scream isn't trying to stab anybody.
Yes.
What do you talk? Ghostface isn't trying to stab people. This is a bad rap, you know?
Just very, very confusing.
No, you're right, Bill. That's a good catch, because it's literally all they're trying to do right now is eliminate the filibuster. That is a prime motivation and what they're trying to do.
I want to step away from politics real quick. Jason Kelsey, this is a short clip, but Jason Kelsey, the center for the Eagles, also has a brother, if you're not aware, that plays for the Kansas City Chiefs. And they were both played on Sunday, obviously 1 o'clock for the Eagles on Sunday afternoon, and the Chiefs played Sunday night against the Steelers. Their mom went to both games, actually. She flew down to Tampa Bay, got on a plane after the Eagles lost, went to Kansas City and got to see both of her sons play, which I thought was pretty awesome. She also...
Yeah, I'd say that's an amazing mom. Mama Sioli would never do that for me.
Oh, she would do a lot of things.
Never.
So in the game last night in the Kansas City, Travis Kelce is a tight end, but he actually threw a touchdown pass. And this is a quick post game after that touchdown throw where they went to the first person to do the post game press conference, and it was someone interesting at to ask the first question.
We'll go first to Donna Kelce.
I'm sorry, what? You
know, his mom?
Yes, it's your mom.
What's up, Mom? I'm glad you made it.
She crashed the media press conference right after the game in Kansas City.
Oh, now don't tell me she's not your hero right now at this moment. Come on.
Yes, she's a great mom.
I mean, that's pretty awesome, right?
That is awesome.
You would definitely do that, Dawn, no doubt.
Yeah, 100%. I love it.
100%. She's the mom of the year right there.
It's incredible.
Love it.
I love that. You know, I'm going to end the cut. I'm going to save these other ones with Bill Cassidy saying that the states need to the Democrats need to look into their own states on voting restrictions and the like, and Nicole Wallace being told by Donnie Deutsch that Biden just seems old and he doesn't have the feel to be in charge or in command anymore. I'll save that for tomorrow for Greg, because I want to end on that high note with Jason Kelsey's mom and Travis Kelsey's mom becoming the mom of the year in the NFL.
I agree. NFL mom of the year. Well done, millennial. Well done. Big story of the day brought to you by Exergen, the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer. Accuracy matters. Exergen agrees with a just released study by the FDA confirming that non-contact thermometers are not accurate. So make sure you use Exergen, because Exergen is backed by over 100 clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com. There you go. Excellent stuff. All right, so we got the Dawn Show coming up next, and then I guess we'll be monitoring to see if there's any breaking news later today. I can't promise a podcast today for this one reason. Kids are home, no school, it's raining out. My wife may murder me if I try to do a podcast in the middle of the afternoon. You know what I mean?
Yes. I mean, you have to help out.
Right. And if I go, honey, I got to go do the podcast, which involves, of course, prep time, production time, recording time, then she might go, okay, while you're in there, take a knife and kill yourself because you're not coming back in the house. So you might as well just end it.
Yeah.
Or just go sleep out there in your little garage studio because you're not coming back in the house. She might change the locks. It might be that bad.
Yeah.
So barring something really, really, really big happening, I may just have to say it's a federal holiday and, you know. The freaking kids home from school. Oh, man. Three of them, you know?
Three of them.
They keep multiplying. They're like gremlins, these kids. Hey, there's our movie for tomorrow, Bill.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Here you go. All right. Well, let's do this, millennial. No. You got to do Twitter first. You forgot Twitter.
Oh, Twitter. Right. Uh-oh.
Twitter first.
Where is my head?
I don't know.
Where's
Twitter? You're doing a great job. You produced the show.
I was.
4-hour show. You did an excellent job. Prep, the cut sheet, the production, all of it. Well done. Well done.
All right. Let me bring it. Here it is.
Who won Twitter?
All right. I'm going to give it to Hans Bin Sober. Rich, it's truth. I got a Facebook warning when I tried to write cauliflower is broccoli's ugly cousin.
That's very good. Well done. Well done. Yeah, you know, the cauliflower craze has to stop. Can I just say that for the record? We got this cauliflower pizza. Cauliflower is not a pizza. It's a vegetable.
Yeah.
How come my pizza can't identify as a cauliflower, but cauliflower can identify as a pizza? You know what I mean?
What about cauliflower crust? My wife's a big
Fugazi. Fugazi.
That was for an audience of one with my wife right there.
Why? Does she like that?
Oh, she. Every time I say, hey, let's make some pizza, she demands a cauliflower crust pizza.
I mean, look, they're not horrible in this sense, right? It's if you had to choose between that or eating the box it came from.
Yeah.
It does taste better than the box that it's in. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It has a small threshold, yeah.
Right. Like, you know, if you keep the plastic on and eat it, it tastes better than the box. So, you know, there's that, I guess.
Yeah.
My sister-in-law, as I mentioned, and my niece were in from Maui. I made them pizza on Thursday night. Refused to put pineapple on it.
Did they demand it, or you just went right for it and said, it's not happening?
I came in with the first pizza, which was a margarita, and I said, you'll notice the following things are not on this pizza. Pineapple or barbecue chicken. Neither of which you're going to find on the next pizza coming out of the oven either. They were okay with it, though, as they admitted that pizza in Hawaii is not good.
Okay.
I think actually what I figured out is that the pineapple and the barbecue chicken disguise the fact that it's bad pizza.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So we don't have to worry about that here, which is nice. So we got that going for us, which is good. All right, we got the Dawn Show coming up next. Great job by Millennial today producing in Greg Stocker's absence. Yes. Greg will be back tomorrow, we think. And then let's do this.
And now, Rich Zeoli's final thoughts.
What can you say except today we honor the legacy of one of the truly most outstanding leaders in our country's long, long history, civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. A perfect man? Of course not. Who is? But it's also a reminder, too, of how the FBI targeted him, don't forget. The FBI targeted him as being subversive, an enemy of the state. They tried to infiltrate his civil rights organizations. They worked against him, and so many people also tried to disarm him and also the other people of the civil rights movement of the time. As I referenced on the show earlier today, let's not forget that gun control policies are, in fact, racist. Many of them were designed to keep guns out of the hands of Black Americans. They still are racist. Nothing's changed. When you try to take guns out of the hands of people who want to use them to protect themselves and their family, that is inherently authoritarian. There's no way around it. And when I listen to Democrats justify gun control from the earliest founding of the Republic to post-Civil War to Jim Crow to now, it's the same lame excuses. Oh, crime, crime, crime. And really what it is they're just trying to keep the guns out of the hands of law-abiding citizens. But remember, guns in this country have a long legacy of protecting people, both white and black, from authoritarians who want to use the power of government to oppress them, and hurt their families as well. There's a reason why we have a Second Amendment. It's not for skeet shooting. It's not for hunting deer. It is to protect ourselves and our family from tyranny and those who wish to employ tyranny and all of its practices across America. Thank you for listening to the show. No reason about the number. The show's over for now. But Dawn's show will begin momentarily. Thank you so much for listening on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Have a great day. Thank you.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.